It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of Wrestling for the Culture. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. Before we get started, you know where to find me. In case you don't, follow me at Brian H. Waters. Follow my brother, the real Dwayne Allen, at DwayneAllen24. And, of course, follow the Wrestling Realm on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Click below if you're on podcasts and you're getting those extra 300 coins from Podcoin. If you're not, you know what you can do now. But otherwise, subscribe there. If you're an Apple guy, subscribe there. If you're a Spotify guy or gal, don't want to exclude the ladies, make sure you subscribe there. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, and anywhere you can get your podcast from. So, folks, today we're going to start off differently. You know, usually the format of this show is to start with the WWE because they are the big dogs in town, right? Well, we're going to start things off differently. We're going to start off with AEW. So, congratulations to the company, but you know, we have to give a special congratulations to the chief branding officer, the one, the only, Miss Brandi Rhodes. She is, of course, the wife of one of the executive vice presidents, Cody. You know, I guess we can. I'm gonna go ahead and say, call him Cody Rhodes. His name is Cody Rhodes. That's his branding. You know, WWE is kind of being a little bit petty right there. But one of the things I like what they did, if you watched the show Double or Nothing, you would have saw the way they introduced him. They said, "Here comes Cody with Brandi Rhodes." So you can still say that part, but nonetheless, you know, everybody always wants to talk about her, just saying because she's got her opportunities because of who she's married to. And she kind of reminded people, no, it's not just based on who my husband is. It's also because of my hard work. You know, she was a journalist before she was even a wrestler. But one of the things, she's the chief branding officer for this company. And guess what? I'm wishing AEW nothing but success, especially when you got a sister in charge. One of the things that was interesting, if you look on your screen, I'm going to properly make sure I pronounce this lady's name right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at AOC on Twitter. One of the things, if you've been paying attention, after the match, AEW did post-match interviews, just like, you know, any sporting event, right? They said they want to make it legitimate. So they did a post-match interview. You had, as we call in the media, a media scrum where everybody comes together. So you had Cody there answering questions. Mark Henry, who I'm going to assume he was there on behalf of Busted Open Radio, asking these questions. And maybe, you know, he's Mark Henry. He's a legend, a Hall of Famer in this business, not only a WWE Hall of Famer, but Hall of Famer in other avenues as well. One of the things he talked about was diversity, and Cody made it clear, this won't be, our diversity won't be just a publicity stunt. Now, give or take, you know, everybody got this, and, you know, it's obviously, it's easy to take shots at WWE when you have such a big target, you easy throw them. But one of the things he said was that, you know, it's not just about that. But here's the thing that stood out. The quote that stood out was when he said he talked to his wife and he told her he didn't see color. And that made sense. And the statement was what he was trying to say. He just saw people as people. This is what my interpretation of it was when he was talking about his conversation with Brandi. People are people. You look at his daddy, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the late great legend in this business. He was somebody who we saw got along with everybody, blacks, whites. I mean, he had Dark Journey. He had Sweet Sapphire by his side, you know, or in feuds with him. You know, he was on TV with them. So it's not a normal, it doesn't seem abnormal for him to have been raised that you treat everybody fairly and equal. And one of the things that Brandi said was, no, but if you don't see color, you don't see my experience, you know, being in an interracial marriage. So he said that he was able to learn a lot right there. So I thought this was powerful. I watched it. Obviously, I watched this after the real Dwayne Allen. I did our AEW post show. But I just thought this was a powerful statement coming from a guy like a Cody Rhodes, a guy who's in charge of this company. And especially you have a person such as Brandy in high regard. So this was a phenomenal exchange. I'm glad the conversation happened. I'm very interested to see with AEW how they are moving forward. If a guy like, I mean, I'm just say Jay Lethal, because he is one of the top black wrestlers that's on out there that's not in the WWE, would like to see how he would be positioned, or some of the other guys, some of the up and comers that you may have seen mentioned here on Wrestling for the Culture. I mean, some of the people from the team that Keith Mack is trying to get put on with, and why am I drawing a blank? The Syndicate, you know, some people from them, you know, as they move up in their careers, will they be AEW champion or WWE champion? Only time will tell. So this was interesting. But now into the fun stuff. Speaking of Brandy, she made an announcement during the women's match. And during the women's match, you know, as you can see on the screen, she was dressed in her gear. Made you think when she said she was changing to a fatal four-way match that she was inserting herself. But no, it wasn't her. It was the first surprise of Double or Nothing when she introduced the one and only Awesome Kong, former Impact Wrestling or TNA Knockouts Division champion, multiple time champion. So that was great to see. And right there, check out the match. Let me know your thoughts on it. Also, listen to the Real Dwayne Allen and Oz Post Show where we talk about this match. So Awesome Kong, a part of AEW. How cool is that? So moving on, this past week, we also saw the one, the only Miss Kacy Lennox become the new Golden Era Women's Champion. So congratulations to her, adding more gold around her waist. And then got a chance to speak to Big Twan Tucker this past, right before I produced this show. He let me, you know, I saw his Instagram and he had some pictures. You only see one right there, courtesy of his Instagram, but you will see more if you follow him. Where he took on Faye Jackson and he was victorious. So make sure you follow him at Big_Twan, TWAN_Tucker. Big Twan Tucker was able to defeat Faye Jackson at AIW. Moving on. Shout out to my brother, the one and only Dr. D. Daryl Johnson. Make sure you are giving him a follow at The Real Dr. D. Doc always lets me know what's going on in the business, especially in the world of independent wrestling. So Doc has been a great supporter of mine since day one. Met him in 2011. So it's my brother. Love you, man. But he let me know 4 o'clock this past, 4 o'clock yesterday, while I was out having Memorial Day cookout, Doc said, you know, DC had their first independent show in decades, Primetime Pro Wrestling. So you see right there, there's a picture with him with the one and only Miss Ariella Nix. There's another picture with him and Faye Jackson. Faye Jackson also got a cool Funko Pop. Somebody made her Funko Pop. So how cool was that? And then let me go to the tournament, as they had a championship tournament, and there's, you see the screen right there. So just to kind of some of the results, as this one doesn't have it, but Isaiah Frazier beat defeated O'Neal in the first round. We saw Lady Frost defeat America, I guess that's right. Yeah, because then Isaiah Frazier would defeat Lady Frost in the next round. In the first round, we saw literally got Keller. I guess he had a bye, so, you know, it's nothing right there. But Faye, Ariella Nix defeated Faye Jackson, and then Bro Keller defeated Ariella Nix. And then in the, he said, make sure he mentioned, this was an intergender tournament. And then, in the end, it was, let's see, we saw, let me make sure I got this right. There it is. The champion of the new prime time. Okay, yeah, I got it right. All right. Yeah, Bro Keller is the new Primetime Pro Wrestling, PTPW Heavyweight Champion. So congratulations to him, but definitely congratulations to our brothers and sisters who participated in this tournament. So, and then, of course, the Ageless Wonder, Ethan Cross, is still the Mid-Atlantic champion as he defeated Triple Fears Kevin Mears. So congratulations to Ethan Cross this past weekend. So let's get into the WWE, why don't we? So we saw this past week, we saw Kofi Kingston and Seth Rollins team up to go against Baron Corbin and Bobby Lashley. I think that was the match, but either way they won. But both guys are on edge, and especially Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston, the reason why they're on edge, because we know Kofi retained the championship at Money in the Bank last Sunday. We know Kofi Kingston retained the championship at Money in the Bank last Sunday, folks. But here's the deal. There's a guy named Brock Lesnar who holds the Money in the Bank briefcase. At any given time, Lesnar could cash in on Kofi or Seth Rollins. Who's he going to choose? But let's talk about this, right? While I have your attention. What if Kofi is the one Lesnar cashes in? And what if Kofi beats him? Through the roof, right? I mean, we see Kofi Kingston become a bigger star. You know, you imagine ESPN, Fox Sports, all these people that covered him when he won the title, going back and said, okay, not only did he beat Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, but he also beat former UFC champion Brock Lesnar. I'm just saying, it's possible. But this past week, so we did see the return of Big E on SmackDown Live, and Big E came out there and, you know, he's doing things. Before we get into what happened with Kofi, let's, you know, I'm going to skip a few. So Big E today on Instagram posted a picture with him in a apron, and it has a picture of Becky Lynch's mom. So even during his comeback, Xavier Woods told him, like, dude, you got to leave Becky's mom alone. And he said, because I want her, man. So, you know, Big E doing Big E thing. But back to Kofi. Kofi would take on Sami Zayn in the main event on SmackDown Live. He beat him, but then all of a sudden he was attacked. Now, Big E got attacked earlier, and he said it was Owens. Him and Xavier Woods, I believe they left the scene. But this would lead to Big E being attacked. I mean, Kofi being attacked by Dolph Ziggler. A returning Dolph Ziggler, and that is the match scheduled for Crown Jewel. But before he get the Crown Jewel, Kofi has noted that he is on his way to Ghana as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Speaking of championships, WWE introduced a new title called the 24/7 Championship. And that championship, the first person to hold that championship, is the one Titus O'Neil. So Titus, congratulations to him finally getting the gold in the WWE. Works hard. I don't care what you say. It's championship gold 24/7. This is going to be a fun title. I'm interested to see what happens with it. But shout out to Titus for being the first champion. We know his title reign wouldn't last long. I think it was under a minute as Robert Roode defeated him. But then R-Truth would come and defeat him. And currently, at the moment of this recording, is still your WWE 24/7 champion. So congratulations to R-Truth. Now it's time for the Black Gold presented to you by the Black Wrestling Alliance. Make sure you give them a follow at Black Wrestling Alliance. Shout out to my boy over there, A Dazzle, doing his thing each and every week, making sure he highlight the wrestlers of color. So this week we only got a couple champions that you know, because on Black Gold he definitely has the WWE champions. But we're gonna start right here with AC Mack claiming his 15th career championship by becoming the Disruptor Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. So congratulations to him. And then right here in Maryland, shout out to Dr. D for this one also, because I did not get a chance to do a Wrestling for the Culture last week, but he let me know that Ja Cole continues to dominate the Maryland promotion and becoming the new EWA champion. So that is a part of Black Gold. Obviously, I'm happy to see Ja Cole being highlighted in EWA, I mean, being highlighted in the Black Wrestling Alliance. So congratulations to him. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this edition of Wrestler for the Culture. As I told you, the wrestling realm is back in full force. Make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube page. There are cool promo videos, there's funny stuff, and of course, there's the show. You're getting the full superior wrestling intellect from myself and the real Dwayne Allen. Until the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's episode of Wrestling for the Culture. For more episodes or more content from the Wrestling Realm Network, hit the subscribe button down low. Make sure you turn on the bell for notifications. Till the next time, too sweet.